92.3 Inspiration FM. It's 1 o'clock and it's time for Wellness Half Hour with Dr. Patrick, and he's not alone. Welcome, Dr. Patrick.
Good afternoon, Lagos and beyond. Welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour. Every Sunday, we come to you. You allow us into your space. That calm area, that geographic latitude between our two ears, where we listen and we learn about wellness. We say wellness is about looking at your health from a perspective that gives reverence to the source of our being. This implies that we understand there's a beginning to the being, and that beginning is a beginning of perfection, it's a beginning of wellness. We understand that when disease shows up, we must ask ourselves, where did I drop off my gift of wellness? And so we say there's 5 pillars to wellness: spiritual, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. Welcome to the month of February. In January, we spoke about that dreaded ailment that begins with a C. I don't even like to mention the name, the word, because it triggers negative emotions that feed our stress systems. We had the delight of 2 experts, Dr. Zongo, Dr. Odunsi, and they taught us a lot. This month, February, originally American Heart Month, now it's known as Heart Awareness Month. Yes, we'll touch on heart disease in a rather unusual way, as we always do here on Wellness Half Hour. We look at it from a little connected arena. We think of heart disease often as linked to, yes, okay, lifestyle, yes, okay, genetics. And we want to approach the remedy always from throwing medications, drugs, the typical Western conventional model, which has its pluses and also its incompleteness. So for the next maybe 10 minutes, we'll talk about heart from an unusual perspective. Folks, you've heard us use terms worry and stress. In December, we talked about fear. I think earlier this month also, last month too. And how those things create disorder in the body. Guess what? It affects the heart too. And this is one arena that you can actually control. Yes, if it's genetics, to some degree, yes, you're stuck with it. But we know you can address that with your epigenetic decisions, things that you eat and lifestyle. But you can also improve, minimize the impact of heart by also our mind and our emotions. And to join you with us for the next 10 minutes on that arena, we have Yomi Oguntwashe, counselor, pastor, just a student of the universe. Good afternoon, happy Sunday to you, sir.
Well done. Beautiful to speak to you and have a great opportunity again. Have 2 great experts here, 2 doctors here. It's a little bit intimidating, but with the grace of God, we shall be able to escape through. I want to talk to you that if you read the Bible, the Bible speaks about the story of Ananias and Sapphira. Because they were embarrassed, because they were exposed. And the Bible said the man had cardiac. He didn't use the word cardiac. He had a cardiac arrest because of an embarrassment. He was exposed. And he just had. And the wife, too, was exposed. And had immediate heart attack. What's the lesson we must get from? Avoid something that could give you unnecessary worry. Be very careful not to allow any shame, embarrassment over your children, over yourself, over your past, to hit you so much. And remember the story of Ananias and Sapphira. The problem didn't have blood pressure or cardiac arrest. It was because they were exposed. And they have a sudden cardiac arrest. Some people say it was God's judgment. Maybe. But if you give yourself unnecessary worry and fear, people will call it, is God judging? They will say that's the judgment of God. If you don't avoid distorted thinking, it must be avoided. It must be shown. Like a man who has COVID, worry is worse than COVID. Fear is worry, and I don't know why people don't take that so seriously. I was going to an hospital and I was saying, oh, that man has COVID. You cannot believe the fear that came on. I left the place. The same thing God told me, you must do with fear. You must avoid it like a plague. It will damage your heart. It will destroy you. And it's something that must be avoided at all costs.
Notice that we are touching on this issue of fear. There is a overwhelming selling of fear. An overwhelming selling of fear in the media, on the news. And even from our neighbors too. We wear it, we play with it, we just seem to be swimming in it so much. And it is insidiously creating harm in the body. The heart being one of the recipients of this harm. Fear puts you in a state of stress, a state of anxiety, where your hormones are that feed stress, that are just having a field day. And it affects every organ system in the body, including the heart and your blood vessels. So the entire cardiovascular system and the vessels in your brain too. So this month being Heart Month, let's again be mindful. Let's recognize when fearmongers come around us and pause and say, no. Drop that. I heard what you said about a COVID and this and that and ABC, but I'm not going to be afraid. Because I control how this body will respond to the news that my ears perceive. That's the empowering component. You have a choice to how you respond to the news that comes to you. And disallow yourself to be dragged along by whatever source of news comes to you, whether it comes from your neighbor, the news, NT, it doesn't matter what source of news it comes from. I don't care, but it can be the Surgeon General of Nigeria. You must make a deliberate choice to seize the response, that reflex of getting afraid, of worrying. This is Heart Awareness Month. Your first major lesson is fear, anxiety, worry do damage to your heart, slowly but surely. And if it's sudden enough and you react heavily enough, you have a sudden episode. About a few weeks ago, Pastor Yomi talked about worry equals choking, literally choking up the supply of blood to those systems. This is Wellness Half Hour. It's all about wellness. It's all about looking at your health from a perspective, a different perspective that gives reverence to the source of our being. And in the Bible, there's tons of references to fear not. Okay, so that's our lesson for Heart Awareness Month today. Next week, we'll have with us cardiologists to go into the nitty-gritty of heart disease, what you can do to prevent it, treatments, and all that. But again, this is Wellness Half Hour. We look at things from a different perspective. We're going to switch gears and introduce... No need for introduction. You guys already know her. Cherise, good afternoon. Greetings.
Greetings. Good afternoon, Lagos.
This thing called heart disease. You see, in the wellness arena, we know very clearly that solutions exist in nature. We will not be aware of them. We will be disconnected from them. But they are around in nature. And for instance, the typical end of year, November, December, January, February, that is the typical flu season, where many people are indoors, vitamin D levels may drop. Nature gives us an abundance of fruits.
It does.
That mitigate the impact of flu. Things that are high in antioxidant potential. We use the term ORAC score, but let's keep it simple. Heart disease, flu season, what do they have in common? And what does nature abound? Give us abundantly to mitigate this
abundantly.
Arena.
Abundantly. So when we look at nutrition and heart disease, and as you mentioned, the seasons, November, December, January, which is Harmattan season, it's dry, quite a few fruits come in season. Number one that I want to remind everyone, especially during this time, is to consume your water. Water intake is so important. Whether you feel thirsty, whether you're not thirsty, that water must be consumed. So fruits in season, and we know that nature gives us such a balance. So when it's needed, certain fruits come into play. Number one fruit that we have in January is the agbalumo fruit.
And it has several names. Undara, I understand, is the Igbo, Efik, and Ibibio name. In parts of Edo State, it's called Otien. The English name is African Star Apple Fruit. Take note, because there's something else called Star Apple, something else called African Red Apple. This one is African Star Apple Fruit. And that name star comes from, when you peel it back, there's five seeds arranged in a star formation. Agbalumo. What else is in season now?
Well, let's touch on it one by one so that our listeners don't get confused. These fruits that come in season when the body needs it. So agbalumo being one of them. Of course, yes, we know about the immune system, the vitamin C, yes. But did you know that agbalumo also helps your bones, your bone health? So it's high in calcium. It also contains iron. So for those people who may be going through their prenatal, they may be pregnant, yes, it will also help your iron levels. And then it also is high in fiber. So if you're having constipation, if you're having menstrual cramps as well, very good for it. This African star apple, the agbalumo, also is good for gum disease, also sore throat. And as we said, during this COVID season, flu season, dry season, yes, we need this. We need to consume it. And you can consume it in many ways. You can just eat as is. And we know that, yes, it's tart. Some people just shy away from it, maybe because it's a little bit messy and sticky. But you can consume it in other ways, such as in a smoothie. Just open that agbalumo, take out the seed for later on, and just use a spoon and scoop out the meat inside. And you can blend it either with tiger nut milk. It's really delicious in tiger nut milk. Or you can blend it with pineapple and you have a delicious agbalumo pineapple smoothie, or you have a delicious tiger nut agbalumo smoothie.
Talking about this messiness, that is part of why we enjoy it.
Not everyone enjoys that fruit.
Even the tartness that makes you all tickle in the back of your throat here. Hui.
Yes.
Now, of course, you have the sweet ones too. The skin. Can one chop the skin? Absolutely, yes. You can chew up that skin of agbalumo, of undara, of African star apple fruit, and even turn it into chewing gum. As children, it was lovely when it was in season.
Yeah.
You could end up chewing like 3, 4, 5 agbalumo skins and texture and just enjoy.
That would be your gum. Okay, interestingly, with agbalumo, not only the fruit is what can be used, but you can also use the leaves. So the leaves help with treating wounds, helping with a stomach ache. If you have diarrhea, the leaves help as well. And then the bark of the tree is also used for yellow fever and malaria.
This fruit that we take for granted, the benefits, as you're listening and taking notes, There's a reason why it's here. So enjoy it plentifully. I'll mention in a few minutes what are benefits towards ailments like diabetes, male reproduction.
It's high in nitrous oxide.
It triggers, when you consume this thing, it triggers the production of nitrous oxide in the body. And if you understand what nitric oxide is, folks, that is the same mechanism behind Viagra.
Yes.
I repeat, the mechanism behind Viagra and many of the drugs we use in the cardiac system, it's through nitrous oxide. Nitric oxide essentially allows the blood vessels to dilate, to open up and get more flow within them. Many of you who are in the medical arena know of something called nitroglycerin. Somebody comes in with chest pain, maybe because a heart vessel is constricting, you put a thing under their tongue or give them an injection of it or through their vein, and their hearts dilate and they feel better and chest pain goes away. We are telling you that Agbalomo has this mechanism also. So for this heart disease month, go and patronize your Agbalomo dealer. Especially if you are diabetic, if you have high blood pressure, if you have heart disease, go and chop Agbalomo.
If you're having erectile dysfunction.
Hey, don't say that too loud. Yes, folks. It's shown also to help rebalance male reproductive hormones. There's so many phytonutrients in Agbalomo that we truly don't know about, that we don't take advantage of. Now you all have been informed. Go and do some research. Go read up about it. This is one ace of a fruit that we are blessed with abundantly. That chop 4, 5, 6, 8 in the day and see how your body responds to it.
Just amazing. Okay, the next fruit that we want to move on to is the almond fruit, also called the tropical almond fruit. Almond.
We just say fruit. That fruit tree in the front of neighbor's house that just drops fruits all over the floor, we just call it fruit. But truly, we should be more, advanced than that. It's not just fruit. Everything is fruit.
So this tropical almond fruit, also known as fruit, is high in minerals. If you're having things such as headache, high cholesterol, inflammation, this fruit is abundant at this time. It's in season. It's also, of course, great for the immune system. It has things such as your selenium, your zinc. It reduces inflammation. It's great for bone health. So it also contains calcium.
You guys go to the pharmacy and you buy calcium, you buy selenium, you buy zinc. Whereas it's falling from the tree next in your neighbor's house in front of you on the road, and your car just matches over it every day and you drive past it without respect. Mother Nature gives us everything we need for our health and wellness. It's abundant around us. With those who have lost contact, we're not listening to Mother Nature any further. Their tree, just drive on, what's that road where that passport road is? You'll see these trees sticking out of
either
around that area. And folks just ignore them. As a child, we used to consume these fruits. In fact, we climb the tree and shake the tree and collect the fruits and chop them. Folks, let us reconnect. Nature is in balance. Nature is kind to us. The things that ail us, the remedies are around us.
Now, with this tropical almond fruit, yes, it begins as green. And if you take it when it's green, it's very bitter. So you wait until it ripens. That's the best time to take it.
Ripens, it's yellow. There's a species that is red, deep velvet red, kind of the color of Eagle's hairstyle today. That thing is so rich in antioxidants. That deep red color, folks, why my people perish for lack of knowledge? Go and harvest these fruits and enjoy, wash them and enjoy them. Check the tree and put a big bag or a blanket and collect these fruits. You can peel the flesh of the fruits off after you wash it and even juice it or put it in a blender, make a smoothie.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I jumped the gun there.
Well, it's delicious as you eat as is. You can take off the skin, certainly make a smoothie, mix it with your favorite fruit. You can also make tea with it.
Hello. I make tea with it. And the leaves are potent. They are used in native preparations. Mm-hmm. And today we see them actually in some nicely packaged herbal teas.
Yes.
Almond leaf.
And then they're sold back to us.
Yeah. Hello. As children, we'll dry, after we chop the flesh, we'll dry the seed.
Mm.
And then later on, crack them.
And eat the seeds. That's the almond itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you've learned of sources abundantly around us of zinc, of selenium, of vitamin C, of antioxidants, things for your heart, things for your immune system, things for if you have high blood sugar, things for...
Things if you are having infertility.
Hello.
Yes, also helps. Mm.
If we are talking to somebody out there, raise your hand. Let's see your hand in the air.
Okay, so let's move on to the next fruit. The next fruit is our African apple. Who remembers our African apple?
We definitely, I do.
Now, that's the African rose apple or red apple?
The pinkish one, right?
Yes.
So there's a small pinkish white one.
Yeah.
And there's a larger, deeper red, almost burgundy one.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes. I love this apple.
I love them too.
As children,
I don't see those anymore.
Oh, we see them. After the birds have eaten them and dropped them in our backyard. But children, these trees were around us on the island, the Lagos Island.
On the mainland.
Even on the mainland where I grew up, they were everywhere.
Yes.
I don't see them anymore.
No, that's because we've cut them down and put up
high-rises.
Yes.
Even the almond trees are not everywhere, like Dr. Patrick was insinuating. You don't see them like they used to be.
Yes.
And the few people who have it in their yards, just let them.
Exactly. So where will we find them?
Yes.
They're not available like they used to be anymore.
I have to really look. Once you look, it will be, it's there.
Yeah.
There's one tree at the corner of Kofa Bayomi and Musa Yaradua. There's another tree on Goriola.
Tree locations.
So,
okay.
This African rose apple, is excellent for circulation, which of course we need now. The immune system, heart disease,
the one that the color is that blood color.
Mm.
Yes. Also great for skin health. You know, when you take this apple, it's almost like your thirst has been quenched.
Because it's so full of...
It's a...
Yeah.
It has a lot of water.
It has a high water content. You can tell when you bite into it.
Very refreshing.
Very.
So we've touched on three fruits now. Anything else you want to say about the African apple?
Yes, absolutely. It's excellent for your bones. If you have inflammation in the body, high in your vitamins A and C. And it helps your hair grow as well.
Really?
Great for hair
I could
grow.
Use them right now.
Yes. Me too.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Wow. We had all these foods growing up and we took them for granted.
I didn't know
what I was eating. I ate all of these things in abundance.
And you see, listeners, if each one of us can get that apple, the rose apple seed, the plant, because there are quite a few farmers who are just selling the seedlings.
Oh, really?
And then
you can grow it.
Replant it. Yes. That means in another 2-3 years, we'll have fruit.
Plenty.
In 2-3 years.
Yes. We all really just need to, we may not see these things anymore, but we need to make a conscious effort to replant it.
Exactly. We have space. Most of us live in apartments. That's the problem.
Now, we can plant it in a pot at first, and then when you go to your friends who may have a yard, you can ask them to plant it in their yard.
Okay, yeah. We could start from there. Yeah. True.
Yeah, you can eat everything right.
Mm.
You can do everything right.
This,
but there's one important factor, and that's the word of wisdom. The Bible speaks... This is the heart of the matter. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. He did not say, I will stop it from being troubled. There are things that will make your heart trouble. Yeah. I mean, being married, can make people. My wife was about to write a book, wanted to write a book when we got married. And the book is called Help, I'm Married. I said, why did you want to write that? Getting married alone can make your heart trouble. Having children can make your heart trouble. And it doesn't get better because they're older. It gets worse. My daughter is married, and it's getting more responsibility. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. A lot of people eat the right thing, do every exercise, and they let their hearts be troubled. You can eat everything right. You can do everything right.
Exactly.
But what of this part? And God said, don't let your heart be troubled. And Revelation said, fear none of these things.
So I know that's why we always say on Wellness Half Hour that we look at your health from a perspective that gives reverence to the source of our being, and that there are five pillars of wellness, not one, but five. The spiritual, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment.
Yeah.
And Pastor, thank you so much for that.
Yes. Even one, he said, stop allowing your heart to be agitated and disturbed. You are to do that. No, your pastor can't do it for you. If you go to the doctor, sometimes there's something called white coat syndrome. It's your emotions, your heart, that make your blood pressure rise up sometimes. Some people are so terrified of their wife. You shouldn't be like that. You're more afraid of God. You shouldn't let your blood pressure go up because your wife is around. Just behave yourself.
So you've seen two perspectives on the heart. The spiritual perspective, emotional, fear not. And you've also seen that aspect of healing the heart with nutrition, the abundance that we are abandoning around us. The African star fruit, the almond fruit, the
Agbalumo
Undara. Please, be deliberate. In fact, today, Sunday, after this radio program, go out into your neighborhood and look at what trees are in your neighborhood. If you see Agbalumo trees, fine. If you find people selling Agbalumo, buy some. If you see the almond tree in your neighborhood, put a big towel or whatever sheet under it, shake the tree and cut some of the fruit. Go and enjoy, wash them clean and enjoy them. Reconnect with nature. We've just learned all the nutrients that are available to us. Nature is always in balance and wants us to be in balance. Many of these nutrients also tie into our emotional well-being, our physical well-being. And for those of you who are advanced, understanding that putting the body in an alkaline state brings spiritual awareness, brings a mindset evenness, emotional evenness. Then, hearing that about Agbalumo, about almond fruit, even we didn't talk about cashew apple, the African almond, African red apple, the rose apple, all these things not only feed us nutritionally, those nutrients, they also address us at a spiritual, emotional level. Those nutrients are awesome. Okay? So only men, go and check Agbalumo, improve that, the male arena.
I'm a living testimony to Agbalumo, but I've stopped taking it because my wife is not around. Yes. And apparently, almond is so rich in NO. No, so rich, so rich.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Uncle Sonny. Greetings. Please, folks, think twice before you cut these trees down. These trees serve a massive purpose. We do not know. We cut it down for whatever reason.
We just need to also replant. So after you eat, save those seeds, dry it, and then plant it.
Awesome. This has been Wellness Half Hour. Cherise.
Thank you.
Pastor Yomi, Ego.
And remember to laugh.
Heart Awareness Month keeps emotions at an even keel as we learn more about the heart from wellness perspectives. You all have a blessed Sunday, an awesome week, and see you next Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. 92.3 Inspiration FM. That's it for Wellness Half Hour. I want to stick around.